Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Grayson Grunhafer, Sikkim365.com, who is about to go to rehearsal dinner. Jack is at a wedding. Grayson's at a wedding. Garrett and I... Craig's off celebrating his birthday.
Yeah.
Again, Smokey's not here. He's with his brothers.
Well, at least you got a homeboy coming in tonight.
Yeah, I got my best friend from growing up coming in town. I have that going for me. But, you know, like all these people celebrating things, and we're not there.
Just left out.
So Grayson Grunhafer, Sikkim365.com. Grayson, Baylor versus Iowa State tonight. Iowa State, the only big team in the Big 12 they didn't beat was Baylor. And they think they thought they had them on the ropes, especially after Scott Drew got ejected in that game. But Baylor came back and won it in kind of spectacular fashion in the second half. How do you expect this one to go tonight, especially given that the way that the game started last night? It, like I said earlier in the show, if you like made baskets, that game in the first half was absolutely not for you.
Well, I mean, if you don't like made baskets, I mean, you talked about last night's game. I mean, tonight's game, I feel like it's going to be very tough to make a basket in that game. I mean, it felt like a lot of the schools in the Big 12, just from the games, watching various games and just seeing how many were very lopsided, it felt like one team was shooting the ball well and then the other team wasn't. But then on the flip side, you also had low-scoring games, I mean, to be honest with you. And so I wonder if part of that is just adjusting to the neutral site. I wonder if part of that is just you're so familiar with your opponent that it's like you've seen them play all these conference games, and now you get into this matchup, and it's like, oh, we know exactly what they're trying to do. These teams just know each other so well, and I know Iowa State and Baylor only played each other once, but they have so much game film from their games throughout the entire season, and that specific game that you brought up, Paul, I mean, you know, Baylor controlled that game for large stretches of it, but it was very ugly, very low scoring. And then, like you said, you know, Iowa State made it all the way back and actually, you know, hit a buzzer beater after time expired. But it was a very, very good game. And I'm very excited to see kind of how things play out tonight, because I think it's a big game for both teams. You know, Baylor still has an outside shot, in my opinion, at getting a number two seed, which would be huge. Iowa State is pretty much kind of in that same situation where I think whoever wins tonight is probably a two seed. I think the loser could still get there, but I have a pretty good feeling that it's probably just going to be one of those teams getting on the two seed line.
Grayson, Scott Drew and Louisville rumors will continue to persist until he doesn't take the job, or which I think we all agree would be at an over he does. I do think he is going to, and his agents will leverage this into a better deal for him, which I don't really even think is totally about salary. I think it's probably about some ancillary things that Baylor maybe doesn't have in place yet. But could you imagine Scott Drew taking another job given everything that's happened here at Baylor and that it is his program?
You know, I think most people would agree with this. I think it feels like Scott Drew is going to be a Baylor lifer. I just feel like this is his program. Like, it is his program. You know, this is, when you think about Baylor basketball, you think about Scott Drew. And there aren't that many programs where you can say that. And so I really think this is an opportunity for Scott Drew to build a legacy here and turn Baylor into, you know, more than just a new blood, and maybe turn them into a blue blood at some point. Now, that's going to take a lot. I mean, you got to win a lot of games to get to the point where I consider you a blue blood. But what they've done, especially over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, has been extremely impressive. And I think they're at a point now with the new arena and just things that are so positive and things going in the right direction. I just feel like it would be really weird for him to leave and take a different job. And so I really don't see him ever doing that, to be honest with you. And so I'm curious how this plays out. I'm curious if he takes a bigger contract, if he decides to, you know, up that deal. And like you said, maybe there's just little things that he wants changed. But I think in general, he's worth every dollar. I mean, he's been awesome for Baylor, and Baylor's been awesome for him. It's a match made in heaven.
Yeah. I mean, a stadium, like, I know it's not Scott, your stadium, but it might as well be, right? Like, you know, if it was going to happen eventually, but if they didn't win in 2021, it would not have happened as fast as it did. Like, it certainly 2021 moved it to the front, like, allowed it to skip all other projects along the way as bad as they wanted it.
I agree. And you know, I think that championship really, it gives you a path, right, to having a program that is championship caliber and having a program that you can say, you know, we won a national championship here. And that's huge, because you want to make sure that you have that path to actually get there. You have all the resources you need to get there. And I know Louisville fans and people that write about Louisville have been, you know, writing all kinds of stuff about, oh, the NIL they can offer Scott Drew, and oh, the money they can offer him. And that's great. But I mean, look at how Baylor's been recruiting. Look at how Baylor's done in the transfer portal. They're not having a hard time getting guys to come here that can help them win basketball games. So I really, again, I don't see a reason why he would leave. He's got plenty of resources at Baylor, and those are only going to get better in my eyes.
Absolutely. All right, football recruiting now. Grayson, what do you see going on? What are the next big moves as we get into spring football?
Well, I mean, it kind of depends where you want to start. I mean, I think that a lot of local fans and a lot of people who follow, you know, the local Waco area are probably thinking about Lorena defense tackle Jackson Blackwell right now. And he's a guy who won defense line MVP at the Under Armour camp and then got a Baylor offer. He also got Texas Tech and Houston on the same day. And so it's been very interesting to kind of see his rise. I got to see him in person. A really good prospect. He's about 6'3", 310 pounds, and just projects very well. And he competed extremely hard and is a guy that truly went out there and earned an offer from all the schools that are interested in him. And that's really cool. You know, you get a lot of guys who just, oh, good tape, or, you know, they went out and tested well, and then they get an offer. But this guy truly did not have, I mean, I think Nevada was his only offer. He goes out to Under Armour and really puts his name on the map. It was very impressive, and I know a lot of people are very excited for that. So I know he's one to keep an eye on for sure. Baylor's in a good position there. That Baylor's his dream school. So I think he's a guy to definitely keep an eye on. Outside of that, you know, official visits are getting scheduled. A big one that popped yesterday was, and we had his name, he was going to take an official visit, but Fort Bend Hightower cornerback Cade Phillips. He's a four-star guy, and he's going to take an official visit to Baylor in April, which is going to be a really interesting April official visit. Baylor hasn't really done that traditionally, but they're trying to get a lot of guys in, as many as they can, and guys who can't take an official visit in June are going to take an official visit on that date. It's April 26th, so right after the spring game, and it's a really big one because it's one where they get to get guys in who are, their June is booked, but they're able to get guys in who can visit that weekend. It's a kind of an elite one. They got 3 four-star guys coming that weekend, including Cade Phillips, who officially announced that he's going to take his official visit that weekend as well. A lot of guys that they're in on right now, the 2025 class has a lot of positive momentum. Max Granville, another four-star edge. He set his official visit date for that April weekend as well. So they're really loading up, and I know the staff's really excited about the 2025 class. You can see that all over Twitter. But the start they have with commits and the guys that are interested in visiting, I mean, they're off to a great start. It's been really, really intriguing and fun to watch, and honestly, frankly, surprising based off the season that they just had. But they've revamped a lot of things, and kids are really excited about the program right now.
All right, Grayson, enjoy the wedding. We will talk to you again next week when you're not about to go eat crab legs at a rehearsal dinner. So,
thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, Grayson Grudhafer, Sikkim365.com.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.